Unsolved Mysteries. Out of deference to people who may still be living, character names in some of these true unsolved mysteries have been changed. A closed room. A door bolted and locked. A tight-fastened window under raging storm. A novelist setting for a murder. And stretched on the bed, a man stabbed through the heart. Such the Cambridge Unsolved Mystery. Scene is Cambridge, and standing in its own grounds just off the Great North Road, the Hermitage, home of Henry Monteith, affectionately known as the Squire. Darkening skies and a chill to the air with the distant rumble of thunder foretell the coming storm as the Squire, accompanied by Sheriff Welford, walks up to the front door of the Hermitage.
I think I felt a few drops then, Sheriff.
No doubt about it. We'll have a storm before morning.
Better come in and have a nightcap with me before you go on home.
Well, I don't know.
Come along, old man. I always have one. Anna probably has it all worn.
Is that you, Squire?
Yes, indeed, Hannah. And I have the sheriff with me, so we'll have a double order of punch.
Don't blame me, Hannah. I was all for getting on my way home. But the Squire here insisted, and you know the Squire.
Oh, indeed, and I do, sir. Mary? Mary.
Yes, Miss Hannah.
Bring another bowl of punch to the kitchen. The master has company.
Yes, Miss Hannah.
We'll go up to my room, Sheriff. The fire's burning brighter there.
Just as you say, just as you say.
I'm getting old, Sheriff. These stairs tax me. But I like my upstairs room. I look out over the downs in the spring and summer. And in the winter, I can see the village through the bare branches. Sit down over here. By the fire.
Thanks, Squire. Yes, this is a delightful room. Filled with memories, too, I'll be bound.
Yes, memories of 60-odd years. Ah, here's Mary.
Here's your wine, sir. Miss Hannah's baking oat cakes for tomorrow's breakfast, sir. Else she'd have brought it herself.
That's all right, Mary. Here, Sheriff.
Thank you. Your health, Squire. And may you live another 65 years.
Oh, no, not that. Not that. There she comes. You better drink down your wine, Sheriff, and be off, else you'll get a soaking.
Yeah, I will, I will. That's good, that's good. And thanks for the refreshment. Good night.
Good night, good night. Light the sheriff to the door, Mary.
Yes, sir, I will. Good night, Sheriff.
Good night, Mary.
Old Hannah walks down the hallway. Both she and Mary look up to the landing above and see the Squire close his room door. Hear the key turn in the lock. Hear the bolts slide home. The old grandfather's clock on the turn on the stairs strikes 10 o'clock as the two women say goodnight and go to their separate bedrooms.
Tell the master breakfast ready, Mary.
Yes, Miss Hannah.
Breakfast is ready, Master. Master. Master.
What's to do, Mary?
The master, he doesn't answer. Master, speak. Say something. Oh, something's happened. Oh,
run and get help. We'll have to break down the door.
Oh, the master may be ill, very ill.
Dead, maybe.
Oh, quick, then, lads, run for help.
What's amiss,
Mary?
To
come and help the master.
Well, what's amiss, Hannah?
The master doesn't answer.
Then open the door and go in.
The door's bolted and locked on the inside.
Or the door to that room, eh?
No.
Ring an axe, Mary. A big one.
Yes, Sheriff.
Does the squire always lock himself in his room?
Always, Sheriff. Has for years.
Was he afraid? Or afraid for his life?
Not that I know of, Sheriff.
Here's the biggest axe.
Well, now stand clear. I think I can get in now. Yes, I think I can. Oh, don't look, Hannah. Mary, don't look. Run, Mary, and telephone the village for the police. Tell them the squire has been stabbed through the heart.
2 hours later, the police arrived from the nearest village. Hannah and Mary are weeping hysterically. The sheriff has opened wide the smashed-in door. The detective inspector and sergeant of police glance quickly about the room as they walk over to the bed.
Yeah, must have died instantly.
Yes, no signs of a struggle.
When did you last see him alive?
Me? Oh, Mary and me both saw him when he locked himself in his room last night.
Oh, 2 wine glasses. He had company last night?
Yes, he did. Me.
You, Sheriff?
Yes. I met him last night and he invited me up for a glass of wine. I left a few minutes before 10 o'clock.
And he was all right then, huh?
Truly he was all right.
Oh, I saw the sheriff through the door. I locked and bolted the front door, and Hannah and me stood and watched the master as he bolted his door. And, well, I suppose he went to bed.
Then if you bolted the front door, the murderer must have gone in through the back door.
Oh, but he couldn't. The back door was locked at dusk, and it never was opened.
Well, it's a certainty that the murderer didn't get in through this window. It's barred on the outside, latched on the inside, and it's dry as a bone, so it was not opened while it was raining.
Now, wait a minute. Both of you women saw Squire Monteith close and bolt his bedroom door?
Yes, sir. I did too, sir.
And you didn't hear a sound during the night?
Nothing but thunder and rain, sir.
No angry voices? No screams?
Oh, no, sir. Not a sound.
No. Do you recognize the knife he's been killed with?
I don't want to look.
I'm sorry, lady, but you'll have to look.
Yes. Well, yes, I know it.
Yeah?
It's the one that used to lie on his own table. Why, it's his own hunting knife.
Hey, there's something spooky about all this. He's all right last night at 10 o'clock, and the sheriff sees him, speaks to him, so we know he's alive then.
And the two women hear him lock himself in his rooms a few minutes later.
When did you try to wake him this morning?
A few minutes after 7 it was. I couldn't get no answer, and Miss Hannah sent me for help.
I was passing by on my way to the village when Mary ran out of the house. The door was bolted, so I broke it in with an axe.
Sort of begins to look like suicide.
Oh, no. The squire had no reason to kill himself.
Well, no one got in here through this locked door and got out again and locked and bolted it behind him.
Nobody got in or out through this chimney. Guess it must have been suicide.
I can't agree with you. And I know the doctor won't. No man stabbed himself the way the squire's been stabbed. The blade's been driven in clear up to the hilt.
That's right, but listen, we've got to be sensible. This door was bolted, wasn't it, Sheriff?
Yes. I pulled the bolt myself after I crawled through the hole I made in the door.
All right, then. The room was closed. Nobody could get out or in. And if nobody could get out or in, then it was suicide.
But it wasn't suicide. Squire Monteith had been brutally murdered. And although today, 22 years later, the Cambridge murder is still an unsolved mystery, we believe we know the answer. In just a moment, you will hear a solution to the Cambridge murder mystery.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, inasmuch as any solution must of necessity be supposition, liberties of time, place, and character have been taken in the solution for which you have been waiting. The scene is the Cambridge police station, where the chief is seated behind his desk, talking to the sergeant and detective inspector.
Well, boys, a month has passed since the killing of the squire. As far as I can see, we're no nearer a solution.
A year can pass, Chief, and I don't think we'll be any nearer one.
The commissioner is going to be up here next week. When he hears what the local papers have had to say, well...
Well, I wish some of these reporters would try their hand at solving the thing. They were half as good as they think they are.
I know it's tough, and I get it, too, on every side. Not a motive that you could find at all. No one had it in for the old squire.
No, but...
Yeah? Go on.
Oh, you'd only laugh at me if I say this.
It'll be the first laugh I've had out of the case, then. All it's been so far is a bunch of grief. Speak up.
Is hate for the squire the only motive that could lead to murder?
What do you mean?
I mean, how about somebody having it in for the police?
You mean somebody deliberately committing murder to baffle the police?
Yes, it's been done before, if you recall the Camden case.
But who?
Who would you guess, Chief?
The sheriff. Hmm.
Yes, the sheriff. He's hated us ever since we were sent up here. He's always resented us taking over his job.
But you can't accuse a man of murder.
I'm not accusing him of murder. But between ourselves, I'll tell you what I think.
Go on.
I think that the sheriff had been watching his chance. He met the squire that night. He invited him up for a drink. He drugged the old man's wine. Sleeping draught, maybe.
That's why the old man doesn't wake up in the morning.
Right, Chief. Then the sheriff shows up first thing. He watches for the servant girl. He goes up to the room. Remember... He breaks the door and it says, don't look. He's been stabbed through the heart.
Sure, that's what the women said.
And from the doorway, he couldn't see a thing on that bed. I've tried.
Then you think?
I think he crossed the room, picked up the knife, and stabbed the squire as he lay there under the influence of the sleeping draught.
You may be right.
I am right. But, like you, I'm thinking, we can't do a confounded thing about it.
No. No, we can't. We haven't got a single shred of proof.
And so Cambridge, 22 years later, still regards the killing of Squire Monteith as an unsolved mystery.
Thank you.